We're going to find out what's going on in the rest of our region with Area Voices reporter Katie Carter, who joins us now from the KBXC studios in downtown Bemidji. Katie, you sent us a couple of photos. You got a sneak peek last night. Is that right? Yesterday?
I did. At the Watermark Art Center. I'll be talking about that show later in my report. But yes, there is a show at the Watermark that blew me away last week. Completely took my breath away. And it's one that you won't want to miss. It'll be up for a couple of months. But there's an artist talk tonight regarding that one. It's a bead worker, Thomas Stilday. He's a fifth generation bead worker. And it's absolutely astounding what he's put together over there. So yeah, it's a great day for getting out and experiencing First Friday events. The sun's shining. It's, I think, a gorgeous day outside. And wherever you're at, there are sculptures and art to be seen. And I was just going to say, if you're feeling under the weather, you could still go for a drive and check out sculptures. And if you go into an art place, just wash your hands. So I'm going to start by talking about Brainerd. At the Crossing Arts Alliance, they've got some pretty great things going on. Next Friday, Lon Brielle from the Jerome Foundation is going to be speaking about a fellowship that the Jerome Foundation is taking applications for right now. It's $50,000. It's a two-year fellowship, and it's open to established artists. Lon will be talking about how to go about applying for that and answering questions from artists who are interested. So that's next Friday from 6 to 8. The Crossing Arts Alliance, again, this is in Brainerd, also has a program for teens that I noticed that I thought was pretty awesome. They've got Wednesday afternoons from 3:30 to 5 o'clock. They've got opportunities for teens to sit in the studio and make projects. There's one coming up on the 18th where they'll be using fibers like wool and yarn and tiny pieces of fabric to create an artistic wall hanging. You can call the Crossing Arts Alliance for that and go to their website, crossingarts.org, I believe is their website, and you can check out all the great teen opportunities coming up. And another class that they've got offered for not just teens but adults too is a needle felting class with Lisa Jordan, where they'll be making a felted nest, and that's on March 21st. And this Saturday, Lonnie Knutson's art show is opening. It's called Oil and Water. She uses a lot of mediums in her work, and she takes an abstract focus on inspirations that she sees in nature. So that's all at the Crossing Arts Alliance. It's in downtown Brainerd. And at the Lyric Center for the Arts in Virginia, there's an exhibit that opened yesterday by Ann Welder. She uses abstract realism, and the series that she's put together is groups out in nature doing a lot of different things. And it looks like in all the images, it's these groups of people, and they're all wearing red. So they're clearly a team that's working together, but she's got them in each piece doing different things and sometimes working side by side, sometimes working together, all for the common good. It looks really interesting, and that's at the Lyric Center for the Arts in Virginia. And in Bemidji, the Watermark Art Center, this is the show that Heidi mentioned earlier. This show is incredible. Thomas Stilday, he's a master bead artist. Like I said, he's a fifth generation bead worker. And I just didn't really have an idea of what to expect when I went in to get a sneak peek yesterday. I try to do that on Thursdays before the First Friday to get an idea. And I just stood in the hallway where they were putting it together, and I just stared at this beadwork. There's everything from beautiful bags with like the shoulder straps that are completely beaded to moccasins, boots, full dresses, like head-to-toe dresses, beaded dresses that are astounding. I did share with my aunt in California a couple pictures, and she said, oh my gosh, this stuff should be in the Smithsonian. And I kind of think it should be. It's that powerful. Opens today. It's going to be out for a couple of months, but Thomas is going to be doing an artist talk tonight at 6 o'clock. So if you're interested in finding out sort of that historical, the lineage piece of his work, I would recommend checking his talk out tonight at 6. And it's always really fun to meet the artist and kind of get in touch with the human behind the work. His work, it's, I don't even know. I can't think of any words to describe it other than absolutely breathtaking. And I can't imagine how long it takes to make these pieces. And I can't imagine how his eyeballs function after making them. The beads are so tiny and it's all so, so detailed. It's absolutely beautiful. While you're there, you can check out Blair Troyer's work. It'll be up until the end of the month, and also Paula Swenson's work. All the shows at the Watermark right now are vibrant, beautiful, breathtaking, and I just cannot stress enough how important it is to get out and experience art. And in Bemidji, I definitely do recommend going to the Watermark. The shows are amazing, and they're all created by local people, which is really, really exciting. WatermarkArtCenter.org has a full Friday for full first Friday listing of what's going on around town, and they also have a listing of the classes that they're offering. So I'd recommend checking that out if that is of interest to you. Headwaters Music and Arts has their Heroes show going on, and that is a collaboration between a lot of their teachers. Pottery by Tom Daly, Jillian Bedford's paintings are there, Mary Teresa's scarves are there, Diamond Nispel's paintings, a lot of great stuff at the Headwaters Music and Arts. And I'd like to remind any artists out there that the Dunn Brothers Coffee House in Bemidji is looking for more artists to show their work there. They're kind of entertaining the idea of doing some pop-up shows. So if you're interested in a venue to show your stuff, connect with Dunn Brothers in Bemidji. And Bemidji Community Theater has their children's show, Treasure Island, coming up the weekend of March 20th and the weekend of March 27th. And with their children's show, they always do shows for area schools. And for those, they're asking for donations of books. They give a book to every single kid who comes to their children's shows. And these are hundreds and hundreds of children. And so if you've got children's books at your house that you'd like to unload and pass on to somebody else so that they can enjoy them, connect with Bemidji Community Theater. They will set up a time where they'll meet you and take your books off your hands and give them to a kid who really would love a book. So that book drive is happening in the next couple of weeks, and I'm sure they'd be happy to take any books you have off your hands. So I know that was a really quick rundown, but there's a lot going on out there, and I hope you can all get out and see the art in your community. The First Friday Arts Cavalcade is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota. Thank you.